A Life of Her Own, written by Fiona McCallum and read by Jennifer Folletic. Alice heard David's key in the front door. She raced up the hall and waited until he'd put his bags down and closed the door behind him before throwing her arms around his neck. "Welcome home, to your new home," she cried, determined to treat it as a celebration. He travelled so much, she usually didn't bother to make a fuss on his return. For David, coming back from Europe or Asia was pretty much the same as coming in from the Melbourne office half an hour away. But as it was the first time he'd come home to their new abode, she thought it warranted a bit of extra fuss. "Thanks," he said, grinning. "Hooray, all the boxes have gone. Well done, you." He pecked her on the lips before easing her away from him. Alice didn't feel as if she'd been dismissed. They weren't a very touchy-feely couple. She'd been a little disappointed in the beginning, nearly 4 years ago, but she had become accustomed to his lack of romance and displays of affection. David had plenty of other fine qualities. "I'm a bit manky," he said. "I didn't get to have a shower in Singapore." He left his bags where they were and strode down the hall into their spacious open-plan living and dining area. "Oh, wow, how much better does this place look with everything unpacked?" He folded his arms across his chest and slowly did a 360-degree turn, taking in the space, a smug, satisfied expression plastered across his face. "Yum, something smells good." "I've got a lasagna in the oven. I thought you might be craving something home-cooked."
"Sounds perfect," he said with a contented sigh. "Do I have time for a quick shower?"
"Yep, no problem." Alice was just putting their plates heaped with lasagna and green salad on the table when David walked back in. She smiled at seeing his tousled dark hair and casual attire, loose track pants and t-shirt. She loved him in a suit too, but to Alice this was more her man and a side no one at his work ever saw. David Green was the epitome of cool, calm, collected, controlled and driven. And he dressed accordingly. Sometimes it seemed to Alice as if by putting on his suit, David was putting on a costume and getting into character. She had always kept this thought to herself. David didn't like being made fun of, no matter how innocuous. Not that he didn't have a sense of humour, he did. But he was very ambitious and took his career, money and success very seriously. He'd worked hard to be able to afford this house. Well, for the deposit, anyway. They were staring down the barrel of 30 years of being tethered to the bank. Of course, Alice had helped a little with the hefty deposit. She would have been happy with a small fixer-upper, but that didn't suit the image David was keen to project. Anyway, with him travelling all the time, when would it ever get done up? No, this place might not exactly be to her taste, but it was a sensible plan for their future. And oh, how she loved no longer having to traipse from property to property all weekend, every weekend, and stand around at auctions being beaten by wealthy, cashed-up investors who were simply adding to their portfolios.